This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, get one of my shirts. See? I got to do this. That doesn't work, does it? I have to turn it up too loud. Never mind. Okay, hashtag stand. What that means is, look, stand for what you believe in. The young people, they know what hashtag means. Okay, it's an action. Hashtag stand. All right, so I want you to stand for what you believe in. I want you to stand for the freedom, stand up for the freedoms that you've been afforded. I want you to stand up for the liberties that you're supposed to partake in. You got to do something, people. We've got to fight back. We've got to push back. Because our people still aren't doing it. The GOP aren't doing it for us. So we're going to need to do this ourselves. Okay, for those of you who have at least two children, because you can't do this with a half a child or one child. Apparently, half of American teens have had sex by 18. Now you got to look at your two kids and figure which one out that is. And then I just do it to you. And they say that that number is actually low compared to a few years back. Now, apparently American teens are becoming more conservative about sex. I don't know how much of this I believe, but I am putting it out there for you. According to the new Centers for Disease Control, a prevention report reflecting data from 2011 to 2015 says about 42% of girls and about 44% of boys aged 15 to 19 reported that they'd had sex. Both numbers continue a gradual decades-long decline because in 1988, 51% of the girls and 60% of the boys in the same age group answered affirmative, meaning yes, they'd had sex. For those of you who can't understand words with that many letters, the latest report published Thursday is based on a nationally representative sample of about 4,100 teens. 80% of them used contraception during their first sexual experience. Previous studies on teen sexual attitudes and behavior also revealed how today's teens differ from older brothers and sisters, as well as parents who grew up in the more permissive 70s and 80s. Teen pregnancy, really? I'm on a school board. Teen pregnancy and birth rates have been falling since the early 1990s, reaching a historic low in 2015. Now, public health experts credit a combination of widespread access to contraceptives plus the decrease in the percentage of teens having sex. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, seriously, with other stories that I've read, now this is on the Washington Post, but in other stories I've read about this kind of thing, right, you hear that there are more and more teens having sex before they actually kiss. They don't actually have to be in a relationship. It's more of something to do in the afternoon while you're waiting for the school bus. I'm not joking. I'm serious. I know that's kind of this kind of thing, but it is what it is. So you decide to help change it. But seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, we are going to be, yes, we is. We're going to be talking about your finances. I know we all think that we have a clue and we know about it and we know how to hold on to it and we know how to see it. We've got it buried properly in the backyard, you know, all that fun stuff. But the reality is we don't all have it handled. And you might as well get as much information as you can. After running the most expensive campaign in history of the House of Representatives, Ossoff complains, you ready for this one? About money in politics. And how money buys these races. How money, well, maybe he's confused. Maybe he thinks it's the less money you spend. He's mad that this opponent didn't get enough money. Maybe that's it. So after his defeat in Georgia's 6th congressional district, where he lost to former Secretary of State Karen Handel, after spending over $32 million, he writes a piece in NPR that says, the role of money in politics is a major problem, and particularly the role of the unchecked anonymous money. There have been super PACs in Washington who have been putting up tens of millions of dollars in attack ads for months now. Right, because he didn't do any of them. None of them. He spent $40 million. It didn't include the people, the outside dollars that were put into his campaign. Right? And considering this was one of the most expensive, or was the most expensive race in congressional history. I mean, this guy really, this is what I'm talking about. The delusion. The delusional left when it comes to stuff like this. I mean, look at this seriously. Look me in the face seriously as a Democrat after you look at the dollars and tell me that there's a problem with money. Because if you believe that there's a problem with money in politics, then you're the problem because you spent more money. You know, you might claim that Ossoff spent more money on the race overall than Handel did. But that Ossoff might counter by saying, if you were just looking at how much money was spent on Handel and Ossoff from outside groups, he had a point. As Handel received roughly $19 million from outside groups, while Ossoff received roughly $7 million. That is not true. It's just flat out not true. When you start to break down the dollars and who got the dollars from where, how, when, why, all that stuff, most of Handel's money, when they say from outside sources, they're trying to narrow it down like to the NRCC and that kind of thing. But when you talk about where the money actually came from, Ossoff received millions from the Hollywood types. Ossoff received $500,000 from Planned Parenthood, or over $500,000, actually. Gee, I wonder what that's all about. Unreal. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Your finances on the line. When we come back from the break, you're listening on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Love Rash. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Welcome back. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, David Fisher joins me every week from Landmark Capital, and we just, you know, you just got to pay attention. I mean, seriously, the financial crisis isn't over yet. There's still a lot of things going on. There's still a lot of people in foreclosure. Credit card debt's up at one of the highest places it's been in decades. So, I don't know. Maybe we can learn from other people's mistakes. Maybe we can learn from what's going on around us. There's always an option. There's always opportunities for you. You know, I always love when I have this guy on the show with me, and I always appreciate his time and his wisdom. And you should take him up on some of his wisdom. David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, always fun. I know it sounds, when you talk about finance and fun, don't seem to go in the same don't belong in the same sentence, but they do here because I do have a lot of fun when you're on the show with me.
Well, thank you, Joe, for the huge compliment. We are going to get to the real side of all this, so to speak.
You got the real. I like that.
In the financial aspect of really what's happening, you know, just at least a picture of the synopsis of it. So thank you for having me on your program, as always.
Yeah, you know, this week, I'm a tech guy. I'm an old tech guy, but just gave it up recently. I own my own computer company, that kind of thing. I started when the floppy drives were 8 inches, not those little square jobbies. And the president this week met with a bunch of my techno geeks, CEOs from some of the major tech groups. And why is this such a big deal? You know, the tech stocks were already climbing. They didn't need to do this to bring more money in, did they?
Well, the tech stocks known as the FANG Index, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, which represents 43% of an index out there that's gone up substantially, certainly have influence in the market itself, because almost 50%. And, you know, but why the president is meeting, actually it was Jared Kushner, mostly the son-in-law of the President Trump, but President Trump was there. The major topics that were covered in the Monday session was the cloud, cybersecurity, analytics, big data, contract reform, you know, how to recruit talent to the government and the tech industry for future technology trends. But the particular focus is, you know, how do you modernize the government IT system?
Yeah.
And, you know, as a side point, They changed the VA system that hooked up with the Pentagon. Long story short, they reduced VA waiting times in Phoenix here from 25 days down to 8. So obviously, you know, technology, you know, does save a world of heartache and actually saves lives if done right. So the government needs to revamp their system, you know, and they're looking at revamping other things like the air traffic controllers, which President Trump announced. So this is a big meeting. It lasted pretty much all day. It's still early to say who and what will happen as a result of it, but, you know, Apple was there, Microsoft was there, Amazon was there, you know, Oracle was there, the CEOs of those places. But Elon Musk was invited, and he decided not to attend, and he received $4.9 billion from government subsidies. He's the guy who founded SpaceX, Tesla Motors, PayPal. You know, he's a pretty big name in the tech industry, but, you know, he wants to receive, but he can't give out.
No, it's hilarious, right? He's mad that we pulled out the Paris Accord. And the thing behind that is that it was going to cost us so much more money than the other countries that were involved. But, yeah, again, Elon Musk gets all this money from us. We're subsidizing him big time, and he can't show up to a meeting like this. Again, it's mind-boggling to me. So, but let's get over him. You know, and I like the government being moved in the new world. I don't know if you heard some of the stats, but some of those computer systems, and then I joked about it on the front end, are still running on floppy drives because they're not they're so old, some of those computers, that they can't run on a hard drive, and the programs written need to be updated as well. It's just amazing to me that the government spends all this money and we are not into the new age on some of these programs.
Last I heard, Joe, is that when they wanted music in the White House, they got to get the 8-track tape player plugged in.
Oh my God, I've got one 8-track, and I only keep it around to show it to my kids and my grandkids so they know how we had to listen to music.
What is that?
The state of Illinois. Wonderfully run state. You know, if some of you don't know and you're not really familiar with geography, Chicago is in Illinois, you know, where they're having their gun issues over there. And over the weekend, they got some really bad financial news. Tell us what this means, if anything.
You know, who came from Chicago, by the way? Oh, that's another topic for another day.
Yeah.
well, obviously, Margaret Thatcher put it brilliantly. The big problem with governments is that they always run out of other people's money.
Right.
And that's what's going on with the state of Illinois. They have more than $15 billion of unpaid bills, Joe. And they're on pace this year at a $6 billion less on receipts coming in and revenue than they had in the previous year of 2016. So, you know, at the moment, it's not possible for a state to file bankruptcy, but who knows? That might could possibly happen, but they got all kinds of problems. Moody's been downgrading them earlier this month. They got a downgrade in their obligation of bonds, which is at its lowest investment grading of currently of all states. And their growing pile of debt and unpaid bills is mounting in a pension deficit also, which is really what started this whole problem. The pensions are underfunded, and but they have the lowest credit rating of any state. So if they don't get their borrowing costs under control, we're going to have major problems. In fact, they're the only state that's been operating without a balance and a complete budget for almost 2 years now, 700 days to be exact, or over 700 days. It's a standoff. It's a political problem, Joe, not a financial one.
Yeah, no kidding.
They have a Republican governor and a Democratic legislation, which is resulting in they don't work together. It's kind of a small microcosm of a bigger problem on our government.
Yeah, no, and it's run same way with the same kind of principles. You know, I'm looking at some numbers here, and it's amazing to me that in over the last 2 years, that their unfunded liabilities have risen over 2.5 times. So they've risen by 17. They're up at $24 billion right now. So unfunded liabilities for the state of Illinois is up over $24 billion. I just amazed. I mean, just amazing. Anyway, but I don't know what that means. Again, you said, you know, right now there's no mechanism.
Mechanism.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big word.
You can help me out.
I only graduated the sixth grade. We got a lot more coming up with David Fisher after the break. Don't go far. Seriously, you don't want to miss the rest of this? Unless you got a boatload of money you don't know what to do with. Call me. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Senior your host, this is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just get right back to it. I really want, you know, again, I don't know a whole bunch about finances. Maybe David can help us. Well, not maybe, he can. Okay, again, like I always say, I do enjoy so much when David Fisher's with me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And David, I mean, he breaks it down, plain, simple English. You don't have to open up a dictionary. You can understand what he's talking about. But I did screw things up in the last segment, David. I said the numbers I was giving you, I said were for Illinois. They weren't. And I remember because I just did this story. I think I would know better. But anyway, the Illinois issues, or Illinois, not noise, although they are noisy. The Illinois issues are much, much. They've got over 100, my understanding is, over $170 billion in unfunded mandates, which has got to be a real pain in the butt. The thing that's so interesting about Chicago is their deficit has doubled since Rahm Emanuel has taken over. So it apparently it's in the air. You know, when they went over to the White House, he helped double and triple our deficit there as well. So it seems to be a habit pattern with these people who just don't look at the revenue side of anything. They only look at how much money they can spend. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, you're exactly right. The comptroller Mendoza said, you know, this is a warning. This is beyond, you know, where we're at. She says this, we are in a, I don't know what part people don't understand. We're in a massive crisis mode. The magic tricks have ran out.
Wow.
And that's where we are at. Wow.
That's so harsh.
That's pretty harsh.
Yeah, that's harsh.
No states filed for bankruptcy, but Arkansas did default on financial obligations in 1933 and struggled through the Great Depression, obviously, in the aftermath of that. I think Illinois, if the Congress doesn't let Joe them file Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection, they would be the first state that wouldn't do that. But if they don't do that, then they're going to, you know, default on the backside of this, which is, you know, not official bankruptcy, but it's just as bad.
You know, it's really funny. I look at this, and not to get totally political, But you look at the state, the government there has been run by the Democrats for years. You look at other places like Michigan, Detroit, what have you. It's definitely a mindset. It's definitely a, I used to call it years ago on the show, I say it's management styles. We should stop calling them political parties and call them management styles. And that management style doesn't work. You know, spend. And unless they're willing to really, and you know this to be truth, unless they're really willing to hit those pensions, because that's the biggest part of their budget shortfall, going into bankruptcy isn't going to help them. You know, David, you probably know more about this than I do, but the actuaries who actually lay all this out and what they're supposed to get back, you know, when they make investments with this money, they haven't been right in years.
No, they didn't factor in 2008. They factored in these unrealistic growth numbers, you know, which, you know, with economy growing at 3%+, you know, and we just haven't had that for decades. And so that's what the actuaries were, you know, saying, here's where the pension fund should be at by 2017. And those numbers are so far off and upside down that it's physically impossible. It's financially impossible to get even close to that. And so this is, you know, this is the problem is that our country now has moved to talking about arguing about the problem versus actually coming up with a solution to problems. And it's happening on the local, the state, and the government level. It's just insane. We're not really fixing things. We're talking about and arguing about the problem. And it's a he said, she said party argument.
Yeah, they're trying to place blame first. Okay, so we've been talking about the balance on the show for years with you, and you know, and when things happen overseas, people will say, "Well, yeah, that's not the U.S., but the U.S. does and is affected by what happens overseas. And if things happen there, and we think we can make them happen here to save the government, the chances are they may push that in." Yesterday, a bank in Germany did a partial bail-in. And, you know, Germany is supposed to be one of the most financially sound countries in Europe. Please, enlighten me.
You're exactly right, Joe. So here's the title of the news release, of the shocking news release. In a historic, quote, self-bail-in, a German bank just canceled interest payments on two bonds. So so imagine for a second, this is just like Illinois. Illinois has bonds that they've issued, and imagine them not making an interest payment back to the investors because they didn't have enough money. That's what happened in Germany. They call it a self-bail-in. In other words, the bank called Landesbank, they had two bonds, and one was called the 9.5% junior bond, and the other one is called the 8.5% bond. And so they decided on these two bonds to not make the interest payment. The management board of Bremer Landesbank decided to cancel the next interest payment on date of all interest on these notes. Here's what happened. The bonds fell 10% in the first day knee-jerk reaction, and nobody saw this coming, Joe. Europe is supposed to be, in the article that was released on this, said Europe is supposed to be doing better than the U.S. these days, and nobody saw this coming. So,
wow.
The loans that they're also defaulting on in and payments to their creditors is German shipping lenders. In other words, people, Germany and companies got loans in the shipping industry. And so as a result of all this, the European Central Bank, or the ECB, is conducting in-depth on-site inspections over the next 18 months at the bank's exposure to shipping loans. And the financial strength of this bank. They're about third or fourth behind Deutsche Bank. So that tells you that they're not the largest, but they're fairly large. And it only takes one to bring down or affect the system. And it's called the systemic domino effect. So they did a self-bail-in. It shocks me. It I am shocked coming from Germany, because Germany is supposed to be the most of all countries in the world, in Europe, that is supposed to be historically the most financially developed country. And this is straight out of their banking system. This would be like Wells Fargo in America, to put into perspective, a mainstream bank.
Wow. Yeah, and again, like I said, you've been talking about this for a while. So they're no longer making payments on those notes. They haven't actually grabbed the money yet, if you would.
Well, they're receiving money from the investors on loan payments, but right. They're not making it back to the depositors who took out bonds on this bank. So the bank is upside down. This brings out a bigger problem. The bank is saying they're financially upside down. That's indirectly they're admitting that.
Wow.
So when a bank is upside down and they can't make, why would they not be able to make a payment otherwise?
It's amazing. You got to admit, it's amazing. And people not paying attention to what's happening with all this stuff. Now,
so I'm going to keep an eye on this. I don't know how it's all going to, work its way out, but this is a big problem that could go away fairly simple over the long period, or it could turn into cause the ignition to a greater financial calamity that could become global. So this is why we watch what's going on when it comes to money that is supposed to be paid out that they default or they do a self-bail-in on.
The Dodd-Frank Act, you and I have talked about that a gazillion times, and that's a real number, by the way. So last week the House, they passed a bill revising the Dodd-Frank Act, but there were a lot of things that they should have that they didn't pick up on or didn't change. And again, like I said, you have been talking about this for a long time with me. You had to school me on it, and I'm not a neophyte on finances, but this was something I wasn't quite aware of. We got a couple of questions. In the original law, there's part of it that actually talks about our money not being legally our money anymore. What the heck is that all about?
Well, first of all, we were talked about it a gazillion times.
No, don't go far. We have a lot more coming up with David. Also, we're gonna overrun the whole thing. So you're going to have to go pick up the podcast later on if you want to hear all the information. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're sitting real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're going to head right into it so you don't miss much. David Fisher always joins me. And really, it's about finances. Get some information. Take some notes. Give a call. I make no money. Whether you buy or not, I don't make any money. So this is not what this is about. I just know that some of you have, you know, sent me emails. I've spoken to some of you. And the bottom line is you really don't. We don't really know what to do with our finances. We really don't know how to handle them, make sure that our families are safe later on. David does. Good guy. He's been in the business for a long time, and a lot of people have benefited from his information and trust him. Let's jump right back in so you don't lose a train of thought. I'm back again with David Beagle. Hopefully you've heated up your coffee. You're going to need it. Sit down, grab your notepad, take notes, because this is not a light thing, and you need to understand. You really do need to understand what's going on with your money, what the government is actually doing, because they're not too bright either. So I want David to jump right back into, we were talking about the Dodd-Frank Act, how that really affects you. And one part of that really scares the bejesus out of me is the fact that your money is no longer legally yours. What's that all about?
Well, it's part of the Dodd-Frank Act. They had to have a backstop to next time around when we have the next financial crisis, because most people feel deep down that they didn't fix 2008. They just put a Band-Aid on it, Joe.
Yep.
And so before the 2008 happened, we didn't have this law. So as a result, of 2008, the government had to change some things because the government bailed out the entities in 2008, the banks and a few of them they let go under the mortgage or the brokerages like Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers, which were huge. Well, one of the, like almost the largest brokerage companies in Wall Street at the time. That just sounds crazy. So the government let them go under because they didn't have enough money to fix it, and there was not a thing called an OLA, which I'll explain in a second, which is part of this new bill. So the Federal Reserve got involved, and they printed money, and they bailed them out. So now you have the government who's leveraged, and now you have the Fed who's leveraged. So they had to create another mechanism, a backstop, who's going to be left holding the bag. And that's the U.S. citizens. That's what this law is all about. So in that original law, they created a thing called an OLA. An OLA is an orderly liquidation authority. They didn't have one in 2008. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had as problem. It became 2008 went much deeper than we ever thought. And it could have gone even deeper, but the government intervened. But if they would have had an orderly liquidation authority, it wouldn't have been as worse as it was, as bad as it was. So this bill eliminates the OLA. This revised bill that they just passed takes out the OLA. It removes it. And the OLA is the authority that helps dismantle financial institutions and complex financial institutions so that we don't have a run on the banks. We don't have a systemic defaulting, which we came really close to. And actually, we did have systemic default. So if we would have had an OLA in place, we didn't because we didn't know of such. That wouldn't have happened. They removed this in the House bill. That's a big component. They also...
God.
It gets worse, Joe. Yeah. Buckle your seatbelts, everybody. So... In reference to the OLA, Ben Bernanke, I think of all people, knows quite a bit about this, and he said removing the OLA, eliminating it, would be a major mistake. It is the essential tool for ensuring financial stress does not escalate into a catastrophic crisis. That's Ben Bernanke saying that. 120 leading law professors and economists sent a letter to Congress a month ago opposing the elimination of the OLA and saying this is a unanimous in conclusion that the elimination of the orderly liquid authority would be a grave mistake. So that's big. But the bigger part of this is this. Get ready.
Oh.
They repealed the Volcker Rule. The Volcker Rule was established, Joe, so that banks could not use customers' deposits and brokerages for proprietary trading in speculative security that benefits the banks. They have a name for it. It's called derivatives. The Volcker Rule was put in place so that banks could not do this in the aftermath of 2008. This House bill removes and repeals the Volcker Rule. So get ready. The banks, if the Senate passes this bill, the banks just got a green light to use your money on deposit to leverage it in derivative trading, which is what brought the financial system down in 2008. They're giving a green light for the history to repeat itself and make it worse. But this time, I'm getting on my soapbox. I'm furious with the Congress on this. This time, they're going to take our money. Not the government's going to bail them out. Not the Federal Reserve. This time, it is the consumer.
I don't even know where to go with that. I mean, government for the people? Maybe not.
This is why I don't call it the Financial Choice Act. I call it the Wrong Choice Act. It is deeply misguided, and it's littered, obliterated with stupidity by a Republican diplomats, if that's what you want to call them, I can't even believe they would even think that this is something that is going to benefit us. There are a few minor things in the bill, give a credence and credit where credit is due, that I think are good. But the guts of the bill is stupidity all over again, worse than 2008. I'd rather have the 2008 bill than this bill, because at least you would have an OLA and you would have the Volcker rule in effect. Those two things are just disastrous now, this new bill. So I hope the Senate, they're saying it's going to probably be dead on arrival. I hope it does. But the Senate might revise things. Who knows? But this is imperative now, more than ever, that this, I'm passionate that people got to diversify into precious metals, you know, and not have all their eggs in one basket, because you're not protected now. They're clearly not protected, and the government is saying, we're not going to protect you. That's what they're saying.
And you have said that, you know, three.
Well, keep some money in cash. Cash was king in 2008 in the aftermath. It helped you get through the challenge of the recession we were in. Don't put all your eggs in stocks 100%. The stocks went down 45% and took almost 5 years to recover. I talk to people that are just barely recovered, and some haven't still from 2008. And they're scratching their head. They can't figure out why in this bull market we had recently. So don't put all your money in stocks. Limit your debt, and you know, don't put all your money in real estate. Real estate went down like about the same percentages across the board as stocks. Gold went up 72% the first year and a multi-year run after that. And so diversification, gold went up while stocks went down, real estate went down, cash was the thing you used to get you through the interim. This is why you diversify in these four different asset classes. It's called the European model, and you're not going to have a detrimental event like you did in 2008, but even more so now, you're not going to have all your money electronically that they can seize through this catastrophe that's getting ready to happen. That's why you got to have some money in outside of the system. Roll over your 401k, your IRA. You can take physical possession of your metals. We got a white paper explaining that too. And you also can do it over the counter, you know, by investing harder in money that's outside of a retirement. This is what you need to do to, because it's not a matter of if we will have another correction. It's a matter of when.
Wow. All this financial stuff. It's so confusing to some people because, you know, they've heard, and you've talked about it before, give us the numbers over the last year or two where, and I'm not expecting you to be exact about this because I know how I love to throw curveballs at you, but, you know, I have people say, well, you know, my stock's got up X amount of percent, I'm just going to leave it there, and that's it, and precious metals really doesn't go up that much. I'm saying, no, wait a minute, who are you talking to? Because I've got a guy on the show every week that actually says almost the opposite. So, David, how do stocks compare to precious metals when it comes to, you know, the increase in value?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to go into individual stocks. I'll go into the index like the Dow. Just like I'm not going to go into individual coins in metals like in gold, I can show you coins in gold that have gone up more than the index of gold. And some that have underperformed it, just like some stocks have underperformed the Dow. But using the Dow as the yardstick, the Dow year-to-date has gone up 7.7%. And ironically, gold has gone up 7.7%.
Guess what? You want to learn the rest about the rest of this? You got to go grab the podcast afterward. I love doing this to you guys, by the way. But really, seriously, David is an upright guy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he really is an upright guy. If you call this company, it's landmarkgold.com. But if you call this company, he'd give you all the information up front. Doesn't push you to buy anything. Doesn't push you to make a decision now on the phone. And if you never do business with him, he keeps picking up the phone. So anyway, I want to thank you for being with me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Have a great rest of the day. Don't forget to tell your friends, your loved ones, and your unloved ones about the show. I'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you will, too.